That's great, so it's unnecessary to make any allowance for the personal equation, as the astronomers have dubbed it.
Where does that take us?
Brunton knew that something valuable was concealed, and he spotted the place. But he found that the stone that covered it was just too heavy for a man to move unaided, so what would he do next?
I imagine he'd consider getting someone to help him.
Exactly. But he could not get help from outside, even if he had someone he could trust without considerable risk of detection. It was better, if he could, to have his helpmate inside the house. But whom could he ask?
Of course! Rachel Howells!
Rachel Howells, none other. The girl had been devoted to him. Although a man always finds it hard to realize that he may have finally lost a woman's love, however badly he may have treated her. Nonetheless, he would have tried by a few attentions to make his peace with the girl, and then engaged her as his accomplice. Together, then, they came at night to this very cellar, and their united force would have sufficed to raise the stone.
I must take issue with you on that point, Holmes. Raising that stone would have been heavy work for two people when one of them was a woman. Well, I mean, you and the burly policeman found it no easy task.
Yeah. So what would they have done to assist them? Probably what I should have done myself.
What are you looking for, Holmes?
Yeah, a piece of wood.
Well, there's certainly enough of that down here.
Yes, but the piece I'm looking for it probably... Ah, yes, here we are. About 3 feet in length, and... Oh, look here, Musgrave, the marked indentation at the end.
Yes, but I
think... these pieces, you see where they've been flattened at the sides, as if they've been compressed by some considerable weight.
Must have been caused by the stone.
It would seem evident that as they dragged the stone up, they thrust these chunks of wood into the gap. Then, when the opening was large enough to crawl through, they held it open with this piece placed lengthwise. That's how it became indented, since the whole weight of the stone would press it down onto the edge of this other slab.
Of course! Well done, Holmes.
So much would appear to be obvious, but how do we proceed in our reconstruction of this midnight drama? Clearly, only one could fit into the hole, so the girl must have waited above as Brunton went down into the chamber and unlocked the box.
Rachel? Here. Take this... That's it. Careful now. I'm coming out. Give me your hand. I said, give me your hand. What are you doing? For God's sake, give me your hand. I can't get out of here by myself. Rachel, please. Give me your hand. Just give me your...
What smoldering fire of vengeance had suddenly sprung into flame in this passionate Celtic woman's soul when she saw the man who had wronged her perhaps far more than you suspected, in her power? Was it a chance that the wood slipped and that the stone had shut Brunton into what had become his sepulchre? Or had some sudden blow from her hand dashed the support away and brought the slab crashing down into its place?
That is something we shall never know.
Indeed not. But it would explain the secret of her blanched face, her shaken nerve, her peals of hysterical laughter on the next morning.
But what had been in the box?
I don't doubt it must have been the bag of old metal and pebbles which you fished out of the lake. She threw them in there at the first opportunity to remove the last trace of her crime.
And what do you suppose has become of her?
Oh, one can only guess at the fate of a soul in torment. But in all probability, she's left England and taken with her the memory of her crime.
Look, Holmes, well, for what it's worth, these pieces of metal from the bottom of the box, I'm fairly certain they're coins. Pretty worn, of course. Not exactly in mint condition, you might say. Hardly make out the head at all. But my grandfather built up quite a coin collection, and I have a feeling... Well, it's a bit more than a feeling, really. In fact, I'm fairly certain, even in this light, that they're from the reign of Charles I. Which means we were right in fixing the date for the ritual.
Yes, the ritual. Whose was it?
His who has gone.
His who has gone. You know, Musgrave, I have a feeling we may find something else of Charles the First.